I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and you can be sure of this, God never wastes our sorrows. Can you think back on a truly tough time in your life when everything looked dark and you couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but now in retrospect, you see that God used even that horrific experience to produce something good? He certainly doesn't cause our sorrows, but He doesn't waste them. In a conversation with Carol Kent, she made this point very clear. In 1999, her son was arrested for murder and is now incarcerated for life. It doesn't get much worse than that. But when I ask her how Jason is doing now, here's what she reported.
He is doing amazingly well. We have just crossed the 20-year mark of his arrest. And so I have watched during these two decades of time my son go from a 25-year-old young man into a middle-aged man with some graying hair around his temples, like I used to have at his age, but I cover mine up now. And I realized that God is using him as a missionary in a very dark place. And Mary, I was with him last Sunday. And we were brainstorming together about how we can do more ministry behind prison walls. And Jason has taught Bible studies. He's been the president of Gavel Club, which is Toastmasters on the inside, teaching men how to communicate. And I have to chuckle because I teach the Speak Up Conference where I train Christians in speaking and writing skills. And I figure he's a chip off the old block. So as I look at my situation, Mary, I never in a thousand years would have chosen this path for my life. But I know God is not wasting this great sorrow, and He's using it as a launching pad for furthering His kingdom agenda and spreading the gospel behind prison walls.
I want Carol's testimony to encourage you today, you who are going through some dark days. Hang on, because God's able to turn your ashes into beauty and your mourning into joy. Carol's book, When I Lay My Isaac Down, gives all the details of her story, and you can have that book from us for a donation of any amount. Carol's going to be with us for our 32nd annual weekend getaway, April 17 to 19. And if you register by March 2, you'll get the early bird special. All that information about the weekend getaway and Carol's book are available at christianworkingwoman.org, where you can register online. Plan on joining us for this weekend of spiritual refreshment. That website again is christianworkingwoman.org, or you can call us at 630-462-0552.